Good evening. I'm Father Jim Costigan. I'm a missionary. I belong to a little group of missionaries in Southwest Kentucky called the Fathers of Mercy. And this weekend, I'm your missionary. And I have a retreat to preach to you, 5 talks. We start tonight with the first one, 3 tomorrow, and we'll finish on Sunday morning with the 5th. The title of the series is Fight the Fight. And I'm going to be preaching about attack and defense and strategy and tactics and warfare and struggle and wounds and all sorts of fun stuff. Never am I talking about fighting in the flesh. No M16s, no nuclear weapons, no hand grenades. It's a hidden battle. It's a spiritual battle. And it's also an obligatory battle. And one of the reasons I wrote these talks is because the idea of being soldiers has kind of fallen out of our Catholic culture in this country. And if you're anywhere near my age, maybe even younger, especially if you went to Catholic school, you probably picked up some of that, but it's been downplayed and neglected and sort of dumped the past 30, 40 years. Tonight's talk, well, let's just say this. This is an obligatory combat. There's no such thing as being a spectator in the spiritual combat. If you think you can be a spectator or just be a nice person and not fight, you will be a casualty. It's just how seriously you'll be taken out. Now, this is not just because I like to talk about fighting or combat. And remember, whenever I do talk about fighting, it's always spiritual. All the fight terms are all about an interior and hidden and spiritual struggle. My template is a book called The Spiritual Combat, written 500 years ago by a priest in Rome named Lorenzo Scopoli. Anybody here read it? I better make sure I got my stuff right. But most of my material comes from the center of our Catholic tradition. Catechism, the Bible, the lives and the writings of the saints. And I will just say this now. We're going to start shortly after Mass. If you were given a half-decent Catholic formation coming up, you learned Christians have 3 big main enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. I'm not going to be talking about those 3. Except indirectly. I'm going to be talking about personal, private enemy number 1. And because you are all so holy and smart, I know that you've already guessed it. But we'll get into that in a few minutes. And everything I will give you, I won't give you anything that's my spin, that's my opinion. Everything I'm giving you is from the center of our Catholic tradition. Please pray for me, that I do the job the Holy Spirit wants me to do, that I'm open to Him and I don't get in the way of whatever He wants to give you this weekend. And pray for yourselves and for each other that the ears of your soul are open and that your heart is open. And if this is a new idea to you, I'm supposed to be a warrior, I'm supposed to be a fighter, that you don't resist it. And I'll try and render the truth as palatably as I can for early 21st century American Catholics.